continuously.
If we're looking at the highlights of human development, you have to look at the evolution of the organism and then at the development of its interaction with the environment. The evolution of the organism will begin with the evolution of life, proceed through the hominid, coming to the evolution of mankind, Neanderthal, Cro-Magnon man. Now, interestingly, what you're looking at here are three strings: biological, anthropological development, cities, cultures, and culture, which is human expression. Now, what you've seen here is the evolution of populations, not so much the evolution of individuals. And in addition, if you look at the timescales that's involved here, 2 billion years for life, 6 million years for a hominid, 100,000 years for mankind as we know it, you're beginning to see the telescopic nature of the evolution of power. And then when you get to agriculture, when you get to scientific revolution and industrial revolution, you're looking at 10,000 years, 400 years, 150 years. You're seeing a further telescoping of this evolutionary time. What that means is that as we go through the new evolution, it's going to telescope to the point we should be able to see it manifest itself within our lifetime, within a generation. The new evolution stems from information, and it stems from two types of information: digital and analog. Digital is artificial intelligence. Analog is also molecular biology, organism. You knit the two together with human biology. Before, under the old evolutionary paradigm, one would die, the other would fall and dominate. But under the new paradigm, they would exist as a mutually supportive, non-competitive, independent from the external. And what is interesting here is that evolution now becomes an individual process, an individual need, desire of the individual, and not an external process, a passive process where the individual is just connected. So you produce a neo-human, okay, with a new individuality, a new consciousness. But that's only the beginning of the evolutionary cycle, because as the next cycle proceeds, the input is now this new intelligence. Because intelligence finds intelligence, as ability finds ability, speed changes, which a crescendo, in a way, could be imagined as an almost instantaneous, profound human and neo connection. It could be something totally different. It could be the amplification of the individual, the multiplication of individual existences, parallel existences. Now, the individual no longer restricted by time and space. Manifestations of this neo-human manifestations of humanity culture too. The old evolution is cold, steroid, okay? And manifestations of those of social adaptation, parasitism, dominance, morality, war, predation. Subject to de-emphasis. These to be subject to de-evolution. New evolutionary paradigms will give us the human traits of truth, of loyalty, of justice, of freedom. These will be manifestations of the new evolution. What we would hope to see.